Welcome to episode 205 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we wrap up Conspiracy Week by taking a look at the Phantom Time Hypothesis. Did the Middle Ages exist? Begins an essay by Dr. Hans Ulrich Nemitz, published in 1995. To Nemitz, that answer is no. He calls his theory the Phantom Time Hypothesis. Nemitz apparently believes that a period of about 325 years of the Middle Ages simply didn't exist. He bases his claim on the transition from the Julian calendar to the Gregorian calendar in the year 1582. The transition was mainly to give people an easier way to calculate Easter and other church holidays, and to provide a more accurate and standard calendar. I'll get into the details of the Gregorian calendar and why the switch was made in the new year during Time Week, but for now, let's say that the Julian calendar had its flaws. The change in the calendar brought with it a shift in the days. In order to bring the new calendar in line with the phases of the moon, the calendar had to jump ahead a few days, literally overnight, kind of like daylight savings on steroids. According to Nemitz, there was a discrepancy in the shift. He determined that the calendar should have shifted 13 days. Instead, it only shifted by 10. Now, Nemitz used this fact as the basis of his theory that 325 years of history hadn't actually happened. Essentially, the world was 300 years younger than everyone thought it was. He specifically believed that the early Middle Ages, including the rule of Charlemagne, was invented, made up by the rulers in the later Middle Ages for political reasons. He tries to back up his claim with the fact that there's virtually no archaeological evidence from the time period in question. Great conspiracy, but as with any theory, there is a very valid counterargument. There's one problem with Nemitz's theory. His math is wrong. When you look at the context of the shift, the mystery pretty much solves itself. Nemitz based his equations and his whole theory on the fact that the Gregorian calendar was meant to use year 1 AD as the baseline for its measurement. But evidence from the time of the Gregorian calendar, when it was put into place, shows that the actual date used as a baseline was 325 AD. The year of the Council of Nicaea, which is a big deal in the history of the church. 325 AD. There's that magic number, 325. I do have to confess a little jealousy, though. When I make a math mistake, I get an F on a test. When a guy with a PhD does, he gets tenure. Thanks for tuning in to episode 205 of the Daily Brainwave. You can send comments about the show to me at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. Make sure you come back tomorrow as we continue Government Week. We're done with Conspiracy Week, so we're going to continue Government Month next week by taking a look at money.